Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you mentioned a very famous cow. Big Bertha was a cow who held two Guinness World Records. And she was so famous that when she died, there was a wake held for her in Sneem, County Kerry. To tell us more about the life and history of Bertha is Justin Green, co-founder of Bertha's Revenge Gin and the owner of Ballyvillane House. Justin, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you, Tom.
Every day is a school day, as they say, and today I've discovered this Big Bertha, who had a long and looks like a very happy life. Tell me all about her.
Yeah, well, she's an incredible creature, really. She's a Drimmon, which is a native Irish species of cow, and she lived near Sneem in County Kerry and earned an entry in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the world's oldest cow. And she also had an eye-bulging 39 calves, which was also a world record. And we, about 8 years ago, embarked on a gin project, and we use whey alcohol as our base spirit, which is, as you know, is derived from cow's milk. And we were looking around for a good name, and we stumbled upon Bertha through a great friend of ours called Turtle Bunbury, who actually himself stumbled upon Bertha's wake down in Blackwater Bridge in County Kerry, and in New Year's Eve in 1993, and he got stuck in with all the locals and celebrated her life, and then subsequently wrote about it for the Guardian newspaper about 6 months later. So that's through Turtle we were aware of Bertha's existence, and then and then Bertha was born, reborn.
Right, my God, I know Turtle. I've interviewed Turtle down through the years. He's a wonderful interest in Ireland and Irish history and everything that goes with it. And he tells the story of driving down New Year's Eve 1993 in a Claftoe Datsun, heading down to Kerry, when before we had the motorways, that was a particularly long and arduous drive. And at one point they decided that they wanted to pull in for a pint, and they went in, and the pub they went into was absolutely rammed on New Year's Eve, not just for New Year's Eve, but also because it was Big Bertha's wake. It must take a particular of cow to have a wake held for it.
That's right. I think somebody described it as being packed to suffocation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So where did she come from? Where do we know, like, who owned her?
She was originally owned by a chap called Jerome O'Leary, and he bred her. And she was apparently born on St. Patrick's Day and in 1945, and then, lived a long, long life and gave matronly service, and produced 39 calves. I'm not sure her entire life was happy. And that's why we've had the revenge bit on the name of our gin, because it's not supposed to be negative, but she's now coming back in her own terms, and it's pure joy.
Right.
And so I don't think it was all plain sailing as far as Big Bertha was concerned herself. But and when she died, Jerome O'Leary sent her to a local taxidermist. So she still exists in stuffed format and lives in a shed in near Killoglin, just outside Killarney in Kerry. And she now belongs to a gentleman called George Kelly, who actually we went to see when we were embarking on our dream gin project to ask him permission to use the name. And he was incredibly supportive and gave us his blessing. And we're really, really grateful to him for that.
Did he bring you out to see Bertha?
He did, yeah. And we paid homage, and we went down and we took some fantastic photographs. And he very kindly loaned Bertha to us, and we took her to Dublin for our launch, which was in November during the sort of Christmas party season in 2015 or 16, I think it was. And there was a lot of people sort of hanging out of every bar, and we leading Bertha up the main street. We had quite a following, and everyone going, "Oh no, up, up," as we walked up Grafton Street to the location of the launch.
And how is Bertha, in her current incarnation stuff?
She made quite a lot of appearances at Macronafirma dues over the years and got a little bit molested, and she's been re-upholstered and looks like Jackie Onassis now, so she's looking absolutely amazing.
I'm delighted to hear that, because I have to say I was worried about her. It's not something I'm sure she ever foresaw in her life. When did she start to kind of go onto people's radar? I mean, it seems that when she was born, 1945, would have been just a normal everyday cow, I presume. When do people start thinking?
She used to lead the St. Patrick's Day parade in Sneem, and I think when she was getting to the latter stages of her life, and she also raised money for cancer charities throughout her life as well, with the help of her owner and various other good people who are from the area, and then she made two appearances on the Late Late Show in the 1980s. You know, and she became Ireland's equivalent of Princess Diana, I think, at the time.
She was on the Late Late Show twice.
Yes, yeah, she was. And there's fantastic archive footage on the RTE website if anyone is interested. And you can Google Big Bertha, and there she is in all her glory.
Right. The more you tell me, the more in awe I am. So she's a TV star, and there's photographs of her in bars where she seems to be drinking Guinness and whiskey at the same time.
That's right. Yeah, I know she's, I think, whiskey chaser.
You'd wonder. Yeah,
I'm only sad she didn't try our gin. I think she probably would have enjoyed that.
It sounds like she had a taste for it anyway. So I'm just exactly. She was doing the St. Patrick's Day parade, leading that, it seemed. So obviously at some point people are starting to think, is that Bertha? Or they've got a new cow. And then someone starts thinking, no, honestly, that's still Big Bertha.
If it's good enough for the good people of the Guinness Book of World Records, you know, they verified it and validated the whole thing, and it's good enough for me. And any cow that is waked, I think, deserves to have a gin or something else named after her. You know, and it's a fantastic Irish story, and we travel around the world selling our gin, and we tell this story, and we're like modern day missionaries, just bringing joy and happiness and a bit of Irish mischief to wherever we go. And it's so well received.
I had no idea the cows lived so long. Did you?
No. Well, Ballyvillane, where I grew up, my father was a dairy farmer, and they were sent off to the knackers at about 12 years old, and now sadly it's only about 5 or 6 milking cycles, and then they're retired.
Is it really?
So they're getting less and less. And actually, incidentally, Ballyvillane translates from Gaelic as the place of springing heifers. So on so many levels, and the distillery is located in an old cow shed where my dad used to winter the cattle. So on so many levels, it's all serendipity that we're making gin from milk.
Of the highest order. Yeah. God, 49 years, 39 calves. And there must have been a point, though, when they were raising her, they must have just grown to love her, did they? And just want to kind of keep her around.
Yeah, well, they're quite, I think Drimmins are quite placid and a bit like Anthony and myself, and highly intelligent and quite placid by nature. And I think they are easy to love, and they're easy carvers, and you don't need to bring Drimmins in the winter. I think they winter them outside all the time. So yeah, I think she was much loved, and her temperament as well as her achievements.
It sounds pretty. So yesterday I discovered that female house spiders lived between 22 and 25 years. That was news to me yesterday, and that resulted in a house spider having its life saved this morning when I stopped one of my daughters from sending it to God. And now I discovered a cow can live to be 45. Do you have Big Bertha on the bottle, or is there an image of her around that?
There is an image. There's a gorgeous sort of woodcut that we had a friend of ours who is a graphic designer design. So it's slightly out of time, and she features on the bottle, which is brilliant, because when people walk into a bar, they see the bottle on the shelf with a cow with Bertha looking at them, and they're quite often forced to ask the question, what's the cow doing on the bottle? Gin, and then bartenders love to tell the story,
Right.
And so it does prompt discussion in the bar.
Right. And just on the revenge thing, how does that come into it?
Well, it was just Anthony, who's my business partner. He's a very funny, quick-witted guy. And, he just rolled off the tongue, Bertha's revenge. And we're going, that's it. We've got to call it that. And as I said earlier, it's not supposed to be negative. She did, anyone who gave birth more than once would have revenge on their mind at some point. But, we're bringing her back in her own terms now. And, it's just supposed to be joy and happiness for going forward. And we're bringing her back in spirit, literally.
Yeah, literally. 39 calves. She probably would have revenge. On her mind. Yeah. All right, that's a great story.
One more thing I should just want to point out. Drimmin cows, they formed the herd book actually at Ballyvillane House in 2020, and it was the first time an indigenous breed of cow was registered by the Department of Agriculture since 1920, because in the past they weren't sure whether Drimmins were a mix of Shorthorn and Irish Moyle cow, but with modern genetic testing techniques they're able to identify a standalone breed. So that was a big moment, and for the Drimmin species and the Drimmin Cattle Society coordinated all that.
Right, it's all coming together. There's no danger of Berta returning to the St. Patrick's Day parade. I mean, if she's on the back of a truck or something like that, could she?
Oh, I wish she was. She's, you know, as I said, she's in George Kelly's shed on a surfboard with wheels. So, you know, she is mobile. But we'd love. Yeah, he did say we're allowed to take her around Ireland, but we're not allowed to take her abroad on any trips.
All right, sounds fair enough. She's on a surfboard on wheels. That might be where the revenge comes from as well. The indignity of it.
Exactly.
Honestly, yeah. Very good. Justin, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today. It's Justin Green, co-founder of Berta's Revenge Gin and the owner of Ballyvillan House as well. And I'm going to be Googling Berta now to see if I can see that footage of her from the Late Late Show at some point as well.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.